Welcome to the Space News Weekly Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory is gearing up for a full year of launches and mission milestones. Second, SpaceX is set to launch 23 Starlink satellites on their Falcon 9 rocket from California. Third, AST Space Mobile has received clearance to test cellular satellites with AT&T. Let's dive into today's mission updates. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory is preparing for an intensely busy 2025 with a series of significant missions. Among these is the SpheREx Space Observatory, which is set to map the entire sky in three dimensions. This mission aims to enhance our understanding of the universe's expansion post-Big Bang and identify where life's ingredients exist within ice grains. SpheREx is targeting a launch no earlier than February 27th from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. Next, we have the Lunar Trailblazer, a small satellite managed by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory and led by Caltech. This mission will focus on mapping the moon's surface water to uncover the mysteries surrounding its presence, even in high-temperature areas. The satellite is set to launch as a part of the Intuitive Machines 2 mission in late February through NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services Initiative. In collaboration with the Indian Space Research Organization, NASA's NISAR mission will soon launch to study Earth's surface changes in unprecedented detail. Equipped with both L-band and S-band radars, NISAR will monitor phenomena such as volcanoes, earthquakes, and deforestation, providing vital data on how our planet is changing. Later this year, Sentinel-6B, a collaboration between NASA and the European Space Agency, will launch to extend the record of global sea surface height measurements. This mission will help refine climate models and improve hurricane tracking, as well as our understanding of events like El Niño. NASA is also advancing robotic exploration with the CADRE project, which involves three autonomous rovers designed to work collaboratively on the moon. These suitcase-sized rovers will be part of a future commercial lunar payload services delivery and are intended to demonstrate how autonomous robots can enhance mission efficiency. Additionally, SEEK, the Space Entanglement and Annealing Quantum Experiment, is now aboard the International Space Station. This experiment is testing technologies that could pave the way for secure quantum communication networks, potentially revolutionizing how data is transferred across vast distances. Lastly, the Europa Clipper mission, launched in October, will use a gravity assist from Mars on March 1st to accelerate its journey to Jupiter. Scheduled to arrive in 2030, the spacecraft will examine the conditions beneath Europa's icy shell to assess its potential for supporting life. Today, SpaceX is set to launch its latest batch of Starlink satellites from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. This mission, designated Starlink 11-6, is scheduled for liftoff at 6:07 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The launch window remains open until 9:29 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, providing multiple opportunities for a successful takeoff. SpaceX will be utilizing its Falcon 9 booster numbered 1063 for this mission, marking its 23rd flight. This particular booster has a rich history of supporting significant missions, including three for the National Reconnaissance Office, NASA's DART mission, and 14 previous Starlink launches. Upon a successful launch, the Falcon 9 booster will aim to land on the SpaceX drone ship, Of Course I Still Love You, stationed in the Pacific Ocean. If successful, this will be the 118th booster recovery on this particular drone ship and the 401st booster landing in SpaceX's history. The live coverage of this event is provided by Spaceflight Now, starting approximately 30 minutes before the scheduled liftoff. This mission underscores SpaceX's ongoing commitment to expanding the Starlink network, which aims to provide global broadband internet coverage. In exciting news for the satellite communications industry, AST SpaceMobile has received special temporary authority from the Federal Communications Commission to test its Bluebird satellites with AT&T phones in the United States. This approval allows the Texas-based startup to conduct tests until May 30th, using AT&T's network spectrum to evaluate the performance of their satellites in delivering high-speed internet to consumer phones on the ground. AST SpaceMobile launched and deployed 5 Bluebird satellites into Earth's orbit last fall, aiming to revolutionize mobile connectivity by providing direct satellite-to-phone communication. The company has been awaiting this Federal Communications Commission approval since November to officially commence test operations. With the go-ahead, AST SpaceMobile can now test these capabilities on specific AT&T-licensed radio bands across the country. The company plans to utilize up to 2,000 end-user handsets for AT&T during these tests. In their application, AST SpaceMobile expressed a keen interest in providing immediate support to first responders, highlighting the potential life-saving applications of their technology. The approval marks a significant step forward in AST SpaceMobile's mission to deploy a constellation of Bluebird satellites that will beam high-speed data directly to phones worldwide. Despite this progress, AST SpaceMobile still faces challenges before it can offer continuous coverage in the United States. The company needs to launch an additional 45 to 60 satellites and secure full Federal Communications Commission clearance for permanent commercial operations. Meanwhile, rival SpaceX has already secured approval for its cellular Starlink service, partnering with T-Mobile to deliver satellite connectivity to users in the United States. The competitive landscape in satellite communications is heating up, with companies racing to expand their capabilities and reach. As AST SpaceMobile gears up for this crucial testing phase, the industry eagerly anticipates the outcomes and potential breakthroughs in mobile satellite technology.